Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, as Mr. Announcer Man said, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me is a dear friend of ours at the station and in real life, Jerry Griswold, the Director of Admission Development at White Memorial Conservation Center up in Litchfield, the beautiful Litchfield Hills, an amazing White Memorial Conservation Center. Jerry, how are we doing?
Joey, you're preaching to the choir. Preaching to the choir, Joe. I love you. What a beautiful introduction. You know how much I love all of you.
And it's
We're doing well.
It's the Nature Center is amazing. I mean, I envy you every day the view you must have looking out your window.
You know what I'm looking at right now? A stack of boxes for an online auction. I look like a hoarder. My office looks like something. We have this big online auction to benefit Nature Day, which you and I are going to be discussing. So my back is to the outside, and I'm facing a creepy-looking kimono that dates back from the 1920s, and bookshelves filled with boxes of goodies that I hope people are going to bid on for the auction to benefit White Memorial. Oh. So it's not very glamorous. And a bunch of dead taxidermy animals, always, Joe.
Yeah,
it's
of course.
It's not very glamorous.
Expect nothing
you think
less.
It's glamorous. It's not. It's like being in radio, Joey. It's not all glamorous.
So I guess we could start at the top of the cake with the cherry and the piece de resistance, Family Day.
Yeah.
You know what? And yeah. This is the 41st. It's literally as old as I am. Like, this is a big deal.
It is a really big deal. It runs like a well-oiled machine. So it's our 41st edition of Family Nature Day, and it is a one-shot deal. We do it rain or shine. If it rains, everything as much as we can goes indoors. And of course, you know, we're such a big place that we have a lot of buildings where we make it happen, but we always have good weather, Joey. So that's going to continue. And what it is basically a day where you can come with your family, come along, whatever you want to do, and learn about all of the incredible stuff that you have in your backyard. So we have tons of stuff for kids, lots of free crafts. There is an admission, we can talk about that, but there are lots of free crafts for kids once you get through the gate. There are so many live animal programs. There are hikes that you can take, information booths, there's little free library. There are vendors where you can do some early Christmas shopping. There's a pie sale. Last year, it was really embarrassing. All of the volunteers bought all the pies before the gates opened. So I'm trying to make sure that we have enough pies for real people this year, not just our hardworking volunteers. It was shameful. But there's so much going. There is food. The Litchfield Lions Club is here to do food. We've got Hungry Bill here with his food truck. We've got an ice cream truck. So it's just, it is going to hit every single member of your family, mom, dad, kids. There's something for everybody. And that's September 23rd. So the gates open at 11. We close at 5. There's music, too. And you're going to see live opossum, live bats. You're going to see live birds of prey. You're going to see reptiles, amphibians, turtles, all sorts of animals here. They're going to be goats. They're going to be guinea pigs, all sorts of stuff. So 11 to 5. It is for members and for children under 12. It's free of charge. Everybody else, it's a $6 entry fee.
And where are you going to go for $6 to get that type of entertainment?
You really can't. It is the deal of the century, and you and your families will learn so much that day. There are all sorts of people that can answer questions for you. And, you know, I always say people look at the program, and we will be posting the program on our website, whitememorialcc.org, in about another week or so. And everybody says it's just too much. And Joey, do you ever want to walk into a store and see three things on a shelf?
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-mm. I want to be confused. I want to be completely confused and overwhelmed and say, oh my God, there was so much good stuff. I want to come back next year.
And that's how
we develop Family Nature Day.
And I'm looking at the flyer you guys have on the website, like you said, whitememorialcc.org, and wagon rides. There's one I'm going to skip because it's freaking hysterical. Goats, guided walks, demonstrations, like you said, and turtle races. The fastest
turtle
thing
races.
On four legs is turtle races.
Yeah, there are turtle races. It is a big, big thing, and a wonderful woman sponsors it in honor of her father and his wife. They were big photographers here at White Memorial, Ray and Jean Packard, and so their daughter, Raylin, sponsors the Ray and Jean Packard turtle race every year.
That's awesome. And like you said, that's one thing. There's something for everyone, like nature itself. I mean, there's something for everyone in nature. Mm-hmm. And coming up the Thursday, the 14th of this month, September 14th through the 20th, Museum Children Free Week. So if you're looking for something to do with the kiddies after school, head up there. The museum is amazing. I was just looking on the Facebook page. The bees look in full effect. I love the beehive up there. And
yeah,
all
we
the
had
little...
some swarm yesterday. And there, of course, there's a live beehive. I mean, the bees aren't flying around the museum. You're perfectly safe. But there is the bee tree in our museum. Our museum, I'm telling you, Joe, I think our museum is one of the most beautiful natural history museums, just in Connecticut. It is in Connecticut, but in the United States. It is spectacular. And there's so much, again, for everybody. They designed this museum not just with toddlers in mind. They designed this with older people in mind, too. And it's layered. You could come back here time after time after time and learn something new about this special piece of property in Litchfield through this gorgeous museum. So the museum hours, and by the way, there's a museum open house on Nature Day too, so you can come through the museum as well. Just add that to the pile of things to do that day. But the museum is open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 5 and on Sundays from noon to 5. But you mentioned this Children's Free Week, and we have these periodically throughout the year. People donate money in honor of a loved one, mm-hmm. and a whole week is sponsored. So the next one is September 14th through September 20th in honor of Louise Wilson, and it's free admission to children ages 12 and under when accompanied by an adult. So don't drop your kids off and think they're going to have a heyday in here alone.
No,
and, have that.
And as an adult, you'll want to walk through, because like you said, you can go through that museum 37 times and it'll be 37 different experiences. There's always something different to find, and I love going through there because it is, you always will learn something new. There's a little tidbit, mm-hmm. there's a little something you didn't see the first 12 times you didn't go through. So just go through with the kids and talk. That's why I love when I go there and I see parents talking with their kids when a kid asks a question. Like, it's an interactive museum. There's things to flip. There's things to look at. It's an interactive museum. And to me, that's the best way kids are going to learn, is really touch and feel and ask questions about stuff they're interested in.
It is. And if you don't have the time to go and walk our 4,000 acre and 40 miles of hiking trails, there are all of these wonderful vignettes in the museum that show you what Apple Hill looks like, what the Little Pond Boardwalk or Jewel in the Crown looks like. And you can see the animals that live at these places. And so when you go and take your hikes to the places, you can actually be on the lookout for the animals that are on display in the museum. I just think it's such a beautiful, thoughtful museum, thoughtfully designed and just spectacular. Museum. It's really
definitely
great. But you know, our founders Elaine and May White were totally fixated with getting kids outdoors and getting families outdoors, so a lot of stuff that we do here at the Conservation Center is geared towards children, but we do a lot of things for adults too. Lots of adult hikes, and of course there's Nature's Nursery, babies and backpacks, and then we have stuff, you know, for families like star parties. We've got one of those coming up on September 15th where our friends from the Litchfield Hills Amateur Astronomy Club, I don't think they're amateurs at all. They do these wonderful programs in the Cedar Room. And if, quote unquote, all the stars and planets align, then afterwards you can go out in the Sawmill Field. They have a big observatory there with a big telescope. You can bring your own scope too, or binoculars. And they're going to teach you and your families everything about the heavens. And the best part? It's free.
That's awesome.
Free. A lot of stuff that we do here is free. And I think the stuff that we charge for is just such a nominal fee. Another great free program, Saturday the 16th, Colleen Herrick, our environmental educator, is going to introduce families to our animal ambassadors, which include owls and snakes and turtles and salamander and a toad named Tippy. And that's a free program in the Cedar Room at 2 p.m. So again, I know that, you know, your brain is probably oozing out of your ear right now because I've got so much stuff I'm throwing at you. Just go on the website. It's all spelled out for you, whitememorialcc.org. And again, that program with Colleen with all those animals, that's a free program.
And I'm looking at the picture of her holding this massive owl. I mean, it's just a beautiful sight to have like a creature right there like that.
Yeah, that's our beautiful Ophelia. You can come and visit Ophelia and Shakespeare. Both of our barred owls are in aviaries outside of the museum. You can visit them anytime. And we also have a red-tailed hawk on display as well, Tacoma, and you can visit him as well. But that is just a wonderful owl. And, you know, as big as she looks, Joey, that owl probably weighs a pound and a half.
It's a lot of fluff in an owl, I assume.
It's a lot of feathers. A lot of feathers and hollow bones. And so they look massive, but they don't weigh very much at all.
And they're graceful. Oh, my gosh. To watch if you've ever been able to watch like an owl take off and find a mouse or something in the field, it is a sight. I mean, it is the silent predator. That is one thing for sure.
Yeah, they certainly are. You know, and one of the things, you know, really good tip for people, a lot of times the two owls that we have here at White Memorial are with us because they were hit by cars. And we're driving down the road and are we eating an apple or a banana and we throw the peel or the core out, don't do it. Because that attracts rodents to the side of the road. And, you know, think, oh, it's biodegradable. It's okay. You throw those things out, rodents are attracted to it. And then, of course, hawks and owls are attracted to the rodents. And that's why they get hit a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, be careful and mindful when you're, you know, eating something, even though it's something that's going to decompose, it could also be a problem for our birds of prey.
And that's one thing, like, White, you know, you guys are amazing at White Memorial Conservation Center. It was founded for and by people that love nature and understand nature.
Yeah.
It's a conservation center that you will walk away learning something and having a flipping amazing time doing it.
You know, I'm so proud, Joey, that I was one of the people, and there are only about 10 of us working here full time, that was chosen to carry the mantle for our founders, Elaine and May White, because they cared so deeply about open space and about wildlife, but also about immersing ourselves in nature and getting kids out there. I mean, we are hopefully creating the future conservationists, as you do with your family. You guys are so engaged with the outdoors. During the pandemic, when we couldn't play football games and we couldn't go to the mall and we couldn't go to the movies and we couldn't do stuff, people fled to our trails.
Mm-hmm.
And the Whites were alive during the Spanish flu pandemic in 1913, 1915. So isn't it incredible that the gift that they gave us sustained us through the pandemic of 2020. It brought a lot of people out here who had never experienced nature before. So we've got a lot of new junkies and converts that, you know, I just it's just really nice, really, really nice to know that the White's gift served so many people so well during the pandemic.
And it's amazing too, because I follow you guys on Facebook. You're always posting different things, whether, you know, and that's one of the things I like to see, if it's the new boardwalks or the new walks along this trail or that trail. It is changing over times. I mean, not for the bad, but for the better, to let people explore more of these things. It's not just a let's leave it and, you know, let it be. It's how can we improve this to let more people out and about and enjoy nature up in these amazing corners of Connecticut?
Yeah, making nature more accessible to people. And we have two campgrounds that are free for the use of all nonprofit organizations, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts, churches, schools. If you're a nonprofit, you can just call our number, main number, you can find it on our website, and talk to Pam about renting one of these campsites. So there are two of them, Pine Grove 1 and Pine Grove 2. And then we also have campsites for just the regular public that have short seasons. I think both of them are open through. I'm not too much of a camping person. Look at our website. You'll find out. We're such a big organization, but we do have campgrounds here as well. And it's very affordable camping.
And it's right. It's right on the lake. I mean, it's right there. Yeah. You're in nature, but it's still.
Yeah, you've been camping at Point Folly, right?
It's a beautiful place, and it looks like Columbus Day weekend. You can get out there before then, but you have to call because reservations are definitely a must. So you can give you can give them a call. I got the phone number. It's 860-567-0089. Check out one of those campgrounds, WhiteMemorialCC.org. Check out the calendar. Things going on. It's open 24/7, just like nature in a way.
You can come up snowshoeing in the winter. You can bring your kayak or your canoe and drop it in the Bantam River. You can bring your dog on a lead, please, because we do have a lot of bear activity here now. You can bring your horse. We've got a trailer, a parking area for trailers and trails that are designated for biking and for horseback riding. It's just one of the greatest gifts in Connecticut, and you know, all given through the generosity of these forward-thinking people over 100 years ago.
Well, Jerry, thank you for joining me today. Again, Jerry Griswold, a voice and a friend of many in this area. She's the Director of Administration and Development at the White Memorial Conservation Center up in Litchfield, or as we all like to refer to it, just as White Memorial, because it's a beautiful place. We're all friendly. It's a great place to make friends, bring your friends, and find a friend if you don't mind. Jerry, thank you for joining me today. It's places like White Memorial that happen right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.